Today we're going to cover some various bits and pieces from the news world. So something a little different. The first thing that caught my attention today when I went to the news and started digging around was, it looks like Citibank accidentally disbursed $900 million to some creditors for Revlon. Now, the loan was not actually supposed to be due until 2023, but the UI that they had for their software was confusing and outdated. Looking at some of the pictures here, it really appears to be a UI from the 90s. I mean, we could design this in Windows 3.1. So that's kind of an interesting bit and piece. Now, further complicating the matter is the judges, because Citibank was trying to sue to get this money back. $500 million of it doesn't want to be returned from the people that they paid. And so the end result is Citibank was trying to get their money back because you don't want to spend $1 billion when you only wanted to send $7.8 million. However, the federal judge ruled in favor of the creditors because the software design was so terrible that an industry leader should not be capable of sending out erroneous payments to this degree. Further complicating the matter is, three people actually had to sign off on this transaction before it was approved. And basically, they all thought it was going to some special Citibank account and money was never going to leave the bank. But that's not what happened because they didn't enter the information incorrectly. So that's quite an interesting bit of information. Something to kind of keep in mind as you're going through and developing software, evaluating software. A single mistake on a non-user-friendly piece of software could cost you nearly $1 billion. That's a lot of money. I certainly wouldn't want to fork that out. But the good news is, here at Innovated Tech, we work to resolve that. That's actually kind of our goal with our evaluation and our website programming and application programming skills. Our goal is to ensure that your software is easy to use, so those mistakes can never happen. Next up, it looks like we've got some challenges with Facebook. Facebook went ahead and just banned all news posts in Australia. And they don't allow anybody to link to them, from them, anything associated with that at all. Essentially, what's been happening is, for the last couple months, Google and Australian law have been going head-to-head. Those are the ones that kind of captured the headlines. But Facebook is also intertwined here because they publish news as well. And it gets kind of complicated in terms of what all everybody's asking for, but essentially, Facebook and Google link to news articles and then also feature that content in a nice user-friendly way inside of Google or Facebook. The news publishers are saying that that's reducing the amount of traffic they can get. As a result, they want to be paid for Google or Facebook to use those links. And on the surface, that sounds kind of fair. I'm not really going to get into the politics of whether that's right or wrong or kind of where my stance is on that whole thing. I mean, when I sit down and look at it as a creator, if somebody is basically copying my work and displaying it in a manner that is almost identical, but does not feature my content specifically wrapped around it, I think I would feel very similar to the news publishers themselves as well. And that is a distinguishing factor for me. But on the other hand, I think that there is a bit of freedom of press kind of baked into me. And the end result there would be, hey, you know what? If it's news, it should be public domain anyway, not copyright. Finally, in a bit of shift of what we normally cover, Thursday, February 18th, 2021, the Perseverance rover is landing on Mars. The landing is expected to be around 3:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. NASA will, of course, provide live coverage beginning at 2:15 p.m. you know, that's kind of exciting. Now, what's really exciting about this to me is kind of the change in our technology over the last 15 to 30 years. Essentially, what's happening now is they're going to take a helicopter to Mars. Yes, that's right, an actual helicopter. You know, we won't know for sure that things went okay as far as landing until a little later. They're thinking a couple days. I think it's going to be a couple hours. We'll find out. It'll be quite interesting. But they're also going to be using some landmark matching. So it's going to be taking pictures as it's trying to land to pull up the geography of the land and a terrain map to determine the best point to land. Curiosity, when it landed, it was able to estimate where it was on Mars within about 3 kilometers. Perseverance can bring the error down to something like 40 meters. You know, it's absolutely incredible. They've definitely changed the industry. It's carrying some laser-based spectroscopy systems. Those are going to be awesome when we're exploring, trying to determine, you know, where it's landing, if it really was once a marsh or a crater of some sort that contained water or things that could potentially help the planet itself. We will find out. It's also going to be collecting some rocks, and we hope that maybe we'll be able to go collect them early 2030s, but it's not fully funded, so we don't know anything about that yet. Thanks for taking a moment or two to catch up on the news that we have discovered over this evening and last night. We hope that you enjoyed it, and if this podcast gets several downloads or subscriptions or likes, we will go ahead and begin to add this to our regular rotation as well. So thanks very much for visiting us. Have a great day. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you have any questions or concerns, you can call us at 888-722-2402 or email us at support@innovated.com.